Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. We've been ministering this week on a message I've entitled Fruitful in the Knowledge of Jesus Christ. We've been looking at the counsel, the wise and stern counsel of Peter in his second epistle as he was speaking to the believers of his time. And his words are so pertinent and relevant for us today. He warns us, as does Paul, as does John, that there, even in their own time, there would be those false teachers, false shepherds, the wolves in sheep's clothing who would come in to pervert the word of truth. Paul says, if you hear another gospel, if he's preaching another Jesus, beloved, that's why it's so important. This ministry, as well as other ministries who love God's word, emphasize the importance of the word of God, and nothing, including your own personal revelation or experiences, they would have to be undergirded, founded on the word of God. Beloved, there's nothing of private revelation, but the Spirit of God will reveal to us the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll show us things to come. We can trust the Holy Spirit, but we have to not just glom onto one promise, one thing that really appeals to us in the Word of God. We have to allow our lives to be shaped and formed by the entire Word of God. And that means discipline. That means dying to self. It means crucifixion of the flesh. Those are not pleasant experiences. It's death to self. But beloved, what glory shall be revealed? To whom shall we go? Remember when Jesus gave those hard sayings, he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Many turned away, and he turned to them and he said, will you also turn away? That's why you had to have ears to hear. You had to go beyond just the physical words and understand what spiritual truths Jesus was speaking. Then, as well as now. That's why the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. He can't know them because they're spiritually discerned, unless you are quickened, born again by the Spirit of God, brought from death to life. The things of God are foolishness, but to us who believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. Praise God. Beloved, before I go, I don't even get into the message. I just feel a burden to pray right now with you. Because we need to pray. You may be very mature in Christ. You may know the Word of God. Thank God for that. But many are new, and the little babes, the little lambs are very vulnerable. They don't know the Word of God well enough. And that's why it's important that we pray for God's protection to be over them. And we do in our own walk of life, whatever season, whatever time frame God has you in, whatever you are doing in your life, whatever your ministry is, and it may change from year after year or to decade to decade. Things change. He knows the seasons of our lives. But the important thing is we honor God. We are willing to obey Him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are agreeing with me right now, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit, whom you said would be given to us, that our very bodies would be temples of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for that Holy Ghost discernment. I pray, Father, that you would cause the operation of discerning of spirits to be an operation within your body. Those who are listening, Father, we cry out for the increase. We pray, Father, for the revelation of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of Jesus in our lives, so that we can be fruitful and abound in every good work. Father, we thank you for it. We come to you. We confess our own inability to understand the deep things of Christ. Of eye has not seen, ear has not heard, the things you've prepared for us, Lord. So, Father, we ask to enlarge the place of our tent. Cause our stakes to be put down even firmer. Let our cords be lengthened, Father, so that we can move into greater and greater territory, that we can believe you, Lord, that you would bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Lord, that your hand would be with us, and that you would keep us from evil, that it might not grieve us. Father, I thank you for this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, the Spirit has declared that in expressly that in the end times perilous times shall come upon the face of the earth. But I am raising up my people, a strong and a mighty people, a people who walk in humility, who walk in a servant relationship and submitting to the Spirit of God and to one another, a people clothed with humility, a people filled with the love of God, which is shed abroad in their hearts, a people who will not compromise, but who will speak the words of truth, yet even the very words of life, the words that are able to save man from the destruction and devastation that is in the world through sin. And beloved, I anoint you. I give you hope and strength and courage that you shall go on, that you shall see as you hold on and don't despair and don't give up those deep desires, those visions, those dreams that in many of you have been quiet and asleep for many years. It seemed as if the flame had gone out, but the breath of the Holy Spirit of God, I will blow upon those coals, and yea, flames of new life will begin to arise, and you shall shine, yea, as a vessel of glory in the house of the Lord, and many shall come to the brightness, yea, of your rising, of the light that shall be shed abroad through your life and through the fruitfulness I cause to abound in your life. Love me and praise me. Be sensitive and hearken to the Spirit of the Lord. Allow me to lead you day by day, for you shall grow and increase in the knowledge of your Lord. You shall abound into all fruitfulness, and men shall glorify God because of the good deeds that I shall cause to abound in your life. Rejoice, yea, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, for nothing shall be able to stop this work. I who have begun this work in you, says the Lord, I who am the author shall also be the finisher and perfecter of your faith, and I shall perfect that which concerns you, and I shall do a perfect work that you may stand before the Father of glory and not be ashamed, and you shall receive, yea, the crown of life which I have reserved for those who love me and who are faithful to the end, says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are to be disciples of love, beloved. He is love. And John 4:16 says, he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The church world needs to return to the simplicity and the fundamental truths and teachings of the Bible. We need to wait before God and be equipped with the power of the Holy Spirit. Without that same power, the church today will never produce the fruit that our souls saved and ransomed from the power of the grave. The more the mainline church centers its teachings on secular humanism and a social gospel and materialism, the more darkness and bondage the people move into. We need to replace the social gatherings and outreaches, which have become, you know, the weekly functions of thousands of churches. While there's nothing wrong with various activities, they're important, and it's good to get together for fellowship and dinner and sharing meals. But, beloved, it does not replace the prayer room. And unfortunately, a lot of the things we have today to keep people busy, it's social interaction, and it's not prayer, it's not fasting, it's not Bible study. We need to spread that spiritual table, which is our hearts and minds, with the meat of God's word. The needy world, beloved, can never be delivered. They cannot be saved and harvested for God without the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. First of all, being taught and then experienced and received by the church, so we can be empowered and go forth as his witnesses. Beloved, there are some, what, quack doctors in the medical world profession that promise anything and prescribe anything for the buck? There are those also pseudo-religious leaders who have their devout ways and systems. They have so-called divine healings and miracles, but their teachings and ways and systems are devised in other than God's ways. And they promise ultimate answers, the ultimate solution, the ultimate message, the ultimate cure-all, promising to bring relief to the oppressed, but in fact, they do just the opposite. Beloved, there's only one way, and that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Many times in history, we found confusion of tongues and the babble of voices as demagogues have cried this, they proclaimed that. The Tower of Babel wasn't the only place where such confusion reigned. When Jesus walked the earth as the Son of Man, the Pharisees cried, "Lo, here is truth." The Sadducees said, "No, it is here." Grecian philosophers proclaimed they had the truth. But our Lord Jesus Christ silenced all their voices when he declared, as he does today for whomever who has ears to hear, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Beloved, there can be no shortcuts. The inspired word declares that if any man tries to come up by any other way, the same is as a thief and a robber. For the Lord Jesus Christ is the only door to God. No man can come to the Father. No man can come to God but by and through him. Multitudes have been taught about the Father seeing us in Christ, but the truth is we must surrender to Christ so the Father can first see Christ in us. That is our victory. That is our justification. That is our way whereby we can approach the Father. When the Father sees Christ in us, the hope of glory, then we can begin to fully claim all of our needs out of the storehouse of God's infinite supply. Well, my time has flown by. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and I do pray for you every day. And many times for those who have written throughout the day, not only in my morning meditations, the Lord brings back your needs, and I pray for you. Pray much in the Spirit. My daily walk every day with my dog, I'm praying in the Spirit, and I'm believing God for miracles to be manifested in your life. I love you deeply, and I pray God blesses you. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.